Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Dalid. We left off on daf Yud Gimel and Beis at Abaye Amar, about four lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, LaShalom, as well as by Daniel and Amy Gross for Rufur Shlema for Chaim Yonah ben Devora. You should have Rufur Shlema B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is, first we're going to try to identify, or we already started talking about yesterday, and we'll continue the conversation, trying to identify the author of the Brisa that teaches us that Kohanim get Kapara with the Paro Shel Aaron, but they do not get Kapara with the Si'ir HaPinim. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that the Si'ir HaPinim is paid for by the people, and that the par of the Kohen is paid for by the Kohen Gadol. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why the Kohen had to say Vidui twice, what the Viduyim were for, and that conversation will bring us to the end of the first Perek. And then, Bez Hashem, we're going to begin the second Perek, Perek Yedios HaTumah, and we're going to identify the Shnayim Shein Arba of Yedios HaTumah that we had mentioned at the very beginning of the Masechta. The Mishnah is then going to discuss where exactly is one who is Tameh not allowed to go in the Beis HaMikdash, where if he goes there, he's going to be Chayiv and Olav Yorei. The Mishnah is also going to talk about following a mistaken Hora'as Beis Din about Tumah, and also about some Psak relating to Nida, and then the Mishnah is going to conclude with the Machlokas, whether the Chayiv Karban is even for Helem Migdash or just for Helem Tumah. What if the guy didn't know, he knew that he was Tameh, he didn't know the place that he was in was the Migdash. Is there a Chiyuv Karban for that as well, or only if he didn't know that he was Tameh? Then the Gemara is going to talk about how we arrive at the number four for Yediyas HaTumah, Shtayim Shein Arba. One could have just as easily, the Gemara points out, come up with the number six or eight. So we're going to talk about what counts and what doesn't count in the Shtayim Shein Arba. And then the Gemara is going to have two different shailas about what constitutes a Yediyah Betchila. Because if you need a Yediyah Betchila, Yediyah Besof, Helem Benetayim, what constitutes a Yediyah Betchila? Two detailed questions about that, both of which are going to end with Teku. So let's begin. Again, we left off four lines from the bottom of the page. It actually pays, I think, to backtrack a little bit. We'll read through quickly, again, the Brisa, because we're trying to analyze this Brisa. So back to Mantana Lahadutan Rabbanan. We'll go through it somewhat quickly, about eight lines before the lines get wide. So Mantana Lahadutan Rabbanan. Who is the author of the following Brisa? The Pasuk says, V'shachat asir achatas asher la'am. The words asher la'am l'chora are unnecessary. Shena Kohanim, and we can learn from there, Shena Kohanim is the Kohanim do not get a kapara with this seir. It's only Asher La'am. It's only the non-Kohanim that get a kapara with this seir apnimi. Obamem is chaprin. Where do the Kohanim get their kapara? Beparo shel Aaron. They get their kapara with the par of Aaron, which you would have thought is only for Aaron. No, but the Kohanim get their kapara through that as well. So yachalo yischapru beparo shel Aaron. But wait, I would assume they don't get their kapara with paro shel Aaron. Shari kvar nemar, because the Pasuk says about the Paro Shel Aaron, it says, Asher lo, that it's for him, which implies, and not for them, not for the Kohanim. Me'ate and then kapara, but then, you know, kirech mikan, v'kirech mikan, meaning then it turns out that they're not getting kapara with anything, because they don't get kapara with the Si'ir HaChatos, because that's for the Israelim. They don't get kapara with the Paro Shel Aaron, because that's just for Aaron, that's just for the Kohen Gadol. So where do the Kohanim get their kapara? Keshu Omer, when the Pasuk says, Yichaper ala Kohanim, matzinulan kapara. But the pasuk tells me that they get kapara somewhere. So where are they getting their kapara from? So b'mayin mischaprin mutav sheischapru parashal. Well, we got to make a choice. It's either got to be from the seer of the Israelim or from the parashal Aaron. So which is it? So mutav sheischapru parashal Aaron. It is more likely to assume that the Kohanim get their kapara through the parashal Aaron, even though it says asher lo, which implies that it's only for him and not for them, because asher lo is not an absolute. Sharei huter mechlalo etzel beso. We know it's not only for him. We know it's also v'chiper bado vad beso, that it includes his family as well. So once it includes more than asher lo, so let it include the Kohanim as well. Val yischapru b'sir anasa b'fnim, but the other Kohanim are not going to get a kapar with the sir anasa b'fnim. Shalo huter mechlalo etzel beso, because the sir anasa b'fnim is excludes Kohanim, and there is no exception to that exclusion. exclusion. And if you don't like that drasha, I'll give you another raya that it's the paro shel Aaron that gives the kapara to all of the kohanim. Because Areyu Omer, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Beis Aaron Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Beis Halevi Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Yirei Hashem Baruch Hu Es Hashem. So you see that all of the kohanim are called Beis Aaron. So if we say v'chiper bado v'ad beiso, that the paro shel Aaron is the kapara for him, and beiso, and you see that all the kohanim are beiso shel Aaron, so good, so now you know that that it includes all the kohanim. So mantana, who is the author of this brisa that says that if it can't be with paro shel Aaron and it can't be with the seir ha'pinim, then the kohanim don't have a kapara at all, and that's terrible. They need a kapara from somewhere. Who would assume that they wouldn't have a kapara at all if it's not from the power of the kohen gadol and it's not from the seir ha'pinim? So Rabbi Yirmiyah, delok Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you who it's not. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar kohanim yeshan kapara b'seir mishaleach. Rabbi Yehuda says they do have another kapara. They get the kapara with the seir mishaleach. So that can't be the author of this brisa. He can't be the author of this brisa, because in this brisa it says if it's not with the power and it's not with the seir ha'pinim, it's nowhere. What do you mean it's nowhere? It's the seir mishaleach they get kapara. So obviously this brisa is not assuming like Rabbi Yehuda. Umani. So who is the brisa assuming like? Rav Amar Rabbi Shimon, Yidam Rekwadim Enam Kapar, B'Sir Mishaleach. It must be assuming like Rabbi Shimon, the Kwadim do not get Kapar with the Sir Mishaleach. So if Kwadim do not get Kapar with the Sir Mishaleach, where do they get their Kapar? And that's what this price is coming to address. So now we're up to where we left off yesterday. Abaye Yomar, Abaye says, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda. I could even tell you that this price is following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Kwadim do get Kapar with the Sir Mishaleach, but that's only for other averos. And Hachi Kamar, with the Brisa saying that if they're not going to get kapara with the seir hapnim, and they're not going to get kapara with the par of the kohen gadol, where are they going to get kapara for tumas mikdash uktashav? The seir mishlech is mechaper for them, but on other averos. But what the Brisa is telling us, matein them kapara b'tumas mikdash uktashav. If they're not going to get the kapara with paro shel Aaron, where's the kapara for tumas mikdash uktashav going to come from? By Shara Verus, I'm not worried about that. I have the Seir Mishtalech, but that doesn't address Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav. And therefore, the Brisa goes on to say, Kishu Omer Yechaper V'Ala Kohanim, Matsin Shieshin Kapara B'Shara Verus. When it says Yechaper V'Ala Kohanim, we see that they have Kapara for all other Averos. The Kohanim and everybody else has Kapara for all other Averos through the Seir Mishtalech. And so what? But we're not talking about Shara Verus. We're talking about Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav. No, the Brisa's point is, Ukimod Matsin Shieshin Kapara B'shar Averos, just like you see that Kohanim have Kapara on other Averos, because you see the Torah is worried about them and wants to take care of them and wants to make sure that they have Kapara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make sure they have Kapara, so therefore it stands to reason Kach Yesh and Kapara, B'tumas Mikdash Kudashav, that they ought to also have the opportunity for Kapara for Tumas Mikdash Kudashav, and for that, B'mehin Mischaprin, that's what the Brisa is struggling, where is that Kapara going to come from? Is it going to come from Paro Shel Aaron? Is it going to come from the Seir Pnim? Well, Mutav Sheyischapru b'Paro Shel Aaron, it's better that it should come from Paro Shel Aaron, because even though Paro Shel Aaron, it says Asher Lo, that it's only for him, Sharihuta Mechlalo Eitzel Beso. We see it's not really only for him. It's for his family as well. V'al Yischapru b'Seir Nasa b'Pnim, rather than to say that it's the Seir HaPnim that's going to provide the Kapara, because the Seir HaPnim, it just says Asher La'am. It's not for Kohanim. Sharihuta Mechlalo. And that rule is ironclad. It's only for La'am, it's not for the Kohanim. V'im nafshach lomer, and if you don't like that drasha, that raya that we just brought, that since it's hutar mechlalo by the paro shel Aaron and not hutar mechlalo by the seir anasa bifnim, you don't like that svara, harei omer, beis Aaron baruch es Hashem. We have another pasuk that says that included in v'chiper bado v'ad beiso, beiso doesn't just mean family, it's inclusive of all of the Kohanim. So that's how I know the Kohanim get their kapara with the paro shel Aaron. The kapara for what? For tumas mikdash ukdashav. So says Gemara, whichever way you want to say this brisa, whether you assume it's going like Rabbi Shimon or whether you assume it could even be going like Rabbi Yehuda, my im nafshach lomar. What is that line in there about im nafshach lomar? We gave a beautiful drasha. We explained why it makes sense that it should be that it should apply that the kohanim should get their kapara through the paro shel Aaron and not through the seir ha'pnim. And then we say, and if you don't like that, why wouldn't I like that? It seems very nice that. That that there's an exception to this rule. There's no exception to that rule. So the Kohanim are probably included in the exception. What would be wrong with that? V'chitema, but you might say, Besoksiv, what do you mean there's an exception to this rule? The exception is Mefurish in the Pasuk. It says Beso. So his family is included in the Kapara of his par. Where does it say anything about the Kohanim being included? So that's why Kulan Kriyan Beso. It has to tell me Beso does not just mean his family. That in that explicit pasuk, it's also carving out an exception for the rest of the Kohanim. Shemer Beis Aaron Baruch Has Hashem Yirei Hashem Baruch Has Hashem. So you see that Beis Aaron is a reference to all of the Kohanim. Period. That ends our discussion from yesterday. So now says the Gemara. Wait. V'hai Asher La'am La'ach Yudasa. We just assume that the phrase Asher La'am by the Sira Pnimi is telling us that it's only mechaper for the rest of the Am. It's not mechaper for the Kohanim. So are you sure that's what Asher La'am is teaching me? It's teaching me about who gets kapara through the karban? No. Hami bayilid kam rachmana mida am lahave. I thought Asher La'am is teaching me who pays for the karban. That the Seir HaPnim is paid for, the Seir Nasa B'Fnim is paid for by the Am, and it's not paid for by the Kohen Gadol. There's a Hava Minya that it would be paid for by the Kohen Gadol because the power of the Kohen Gadol is paid for by the Kohen Gadol. So I might have thought the Seir Nasa B'Fnim is also paid for by the Kohen Gadol. I need a Asher La'am to tell me who pays for it. So it says Gemara, who pays for it? Hahu mi umei eis adas b'nei Yisrael nafka. That I learned from Meis Adas b'nei Yisrael. There's another pasuk to tell me who pays for it. So that's why Asher La'am is there to tell me who it provides kapara for, not who pays for it. The Rishonim raised the question, why don't you need two psukim? One to tell me that l'chadchila, the Am has to pay for it, and another one to tell me that it's possible b'dievet if the Am doesn't pay for it. We're about to see that we have two psukim tell me about the power of the Kohen Gadol, that one to tell me that he's got to pay for it, another one tell me, and if he doesn't, it's possible. So why don't we have a shana lava kasav la'akev? So maybe both of these psukim are really about who pays for it. None of these psukim are about who gets kapara for it, and it's a shana lava la'akev. So the Ramban and the Ritva suggest that since the pasuk says ume eis adas b'nei Yisrael yikach, that already implies that it's ma'akev b'dievet. And therefore, since the wording of the pasuk already implies that it's ma'akev b'dievet, you don't need a shana lava la'akev. You don't need a second pasuk to teach us that it's ma'akev. So now says Gemara, v'hai asher lo la'ach yudasa. Wait, are we sure by the parush al Aaron, the words asher lo are teaching me that only the Kohen Gadol gets kapara with his par? I thought the words Asher Lo are teaching me what the following brisa teaches, that Mishalohu mevi venu mevi mishal tzibur, that he pays for it. Again, the same question we had about the Seir Nasa B'Fnim, we have about the pasuk on the par of the Kohen Gadol. You sure the words Asher Lo tell me that it's that we're limiting the kapara to only him and to not other people? Maybe the words Asher Lo are telling me who pays for the karban. So yachlo yavi mishal tzibur sheina tzibur mischaperim bo. I would have said that you don't bring the power of the kohen gadol mishal tzibur because the tzibur don't get a kapara for it. Avol yavi mishal achavakohanim shachavakohanim mischaperim bo. But the other kohanim should help pay for it. They should help defray the cost of the power because they're also getting kapara with it. Tamalomer. That's why the pasuk says asher lo. That no, only he pays for it. So yachlo yavi v'im hevi kasher. I think lechatchila it shouldn't come from other people's money, from other Kohanim's money. But if you bring it from other Kohanim's money, it's going to be kosher. Tamalomar, that's why it has to say another time asher lo hakosuf shana lav la'akev. The Torah writes asher lo several times to tell me that even b'diavad it's not going to be kosher unless it's paid for by the money of the kohen gadol. So since I need the pasuk asher lo, it turns out that it's not extra to be mema'it other people from kapara. So why does the brice have to bring an additional pasuk to tell me that Kohanim are that the other Kohanim are mischaper b'paru shel Aaron if Asher Lo doesn't exclude them? Asher Lo just tells me who pays for the karban; it doesn't exclude them. So Tana Hachi Kakashalei. Now the Tana of the Brisa was bothered by the following: Maishna Bida'am de'lo mechaper. Why is it that the seer of the am is not mechaper for the Kohanim? De'lo kachasu b'mamona. Meaning the Bryce is assuming, you know why the seer anasa b'fnim doesn't cover the Kohanim? Because they didn't pay for it. So, d'chsiv asher la'am. Because the Pasuk says asher la'am to tell me that the am has to pay for it. Well, b'da'arunami, by that same token, no pun intended, lo kachasu b'mamona. When it comes to the parush al Aaron, the Kohanim also didn't pay for it. So maybe it shouldn't provide kapara for them. So v'kam are kulin kriyim beso. And on that we say, no, they're all called beso, and therefore they do all get kapara. That even though, if you're going to assume that there's an equation over here, that anything you don't pay for, you don't get kapara for, so you would have naturally assumed the paro shalaru does not give kapara to the other Kohanim because they don't pay for it. So that's why I need a pasuk that the v'chiper badov ad beso, and that the Kohanim are called Beso, and therefore they do get a kapara from the paro shel Aaron. So that's as far as what Asher La'am and Asher Lo actually teach me. So now the Gemara says, why does the Kohen have to say two viduis? Bishlam of the Rabbi Shimon, tre vidui and vidama par. I understand according to Rabbi Shimon that you need a vidui that the Kohen is misvada on the par, another vidui that is misvada at the time of the Zrikas Hadam, and the kapara of the dam itself being thrown on the Mizbeach. Why do I need all three of those mechaprim? Chad keneged si'ir anasa bifnim. One of those places that is mechaper for Kohanim to give a stay on any punishment they may suffer for a case of yediyah b'tchila vein b'yediyah b'sof. So until they realize what they had done, they need something to hold them over, just like the Seir Nasa Bifnim would do so for Yisrael. So he's got to come up with something for Kohanim to get that taliyah of not suffering Yisurin in the meantime. V'chad, another time he has to be mechaper for Kohanim where there's no Yediyah B'tchila and there's yes Yediyah B'sof, keneged Seir Nasa B'chutz, just like the Seir Nasa B'chutz is mechaper for Yisrael, for Yisraelim. V'chad, and another place he needs to provide kapara for Kohanim is for other Averis, keneged Seir Mishalech, corresponding to the Seir Mishalech, which is mechaper for Yisraelim for other Averos, for all other Averos. So the Kohanim also need kapara for all other Averos, and they're not getting it from the Seir Mishalech. That makes sense according to Rabbi Shimon, that they're in fact not getting kapara for other Averos from the Seir Mishalech. El Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Kohanim do get kapara from the Seir Mishalech on Shar Averos. Trevi duin vidama par lamali. Why do I need the vidoy of the par and the vidoy on the matandam and the dam apar itself being thrown on the mizbeach? You should only need two extra kaparos for Kohanim. One keneged what the Seir Panimi is mechaper for the Yisraelim, and one keneged Seir Achitzon is mechaper. So says Gemara, echad lo ve'echad the beso. You're right. You only need one kapara. The fact that you need two viduyim is one to be mechaper for the Kohen Gadol himself and his family, and Echel the Beso, and an additional one to be mechaper for all the other Kohanim. Because the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel taught us Kachi Midas Hadin Noheges, that it should work in stages. The proper anhaga is Mutav Yavol Zakai V'Yichaper Alachayiv V'Al Yavochayiv V'Yichaper Alachayiv. That first he should cleanse himself of any of his sins before he's able to represent the rest of the Kohanim. So you might have thought that it's in one fell swoop he takes care of his own kapara, his family's kapara, the Kohanim's kapara. So it teaches us midas derech eretz that you need to take care of your own and your family's kapara first, and only then are you ra'oi to take care of the kapara of the other kohanim. So that's why there needs to be an extra vidui in there. So hadron alach shvuah shtayim. We now begin the second parak of Masechta Shavuos. So we had mentioned at the beginning of the Masechta that yediyos hatumah for which a person is chayv nolav yorid are shtayim shehein arba. So this mission is going to enumerate what the shtayim shehein arba are. So yediyos hatumah. There are two cases that are explicit in the Torah, but four cases in total for which a person is chayav a carbon olah v'yored. What are these cases? So nitma, if a person became tamei, v'yada, and he knew that he became tamei, but then v'nelma m'menu atuma, while he's eating kodesh, he forgot that he is tamei, v'zachor as hakodesh, but he realized that he was eating kodesh, or that he knew exactly what he was eating, he just forgot that he had become tamei. Or nela m'menu akodesh, he didn't realize that this was Kodesh, Mizachra Satuma. He knew that he was Tamei, he just didn't realize the thing that he was eating was Kodesh. So, if after he realizes that he had become Tamei, and that the item that he was eating was Kodesh, whatever he had forgotten, or Nelma Menu Zevazeh, he forgot both. Vachalas Kodesh V'lo Yada, meaning he forgot that he was Tamei, and he didn't realize that this food was Kodesh, and in that state of not knowing, he ate the Kodesh. Umishachal Yada, and then after he finished eating, he realized afterward that he had eaten Kodesh, and that he was Tamei. So I raise up Olav Yorin. In all those cases, he's Chayv and Olav Yorin. Meaning, whether at the time that he ate, he forgot that he was Tamei, whether he forgot that the food that he was eating was Kodesh, or whether he forgot both of those things, if he knew beforehand, and he realizes afterwards, he has to bring a carbon oil of Yorid. L'chora, there's a little bit of an extra lashon in the Mishnah, right? It says that in the case where Nelma Mimenu Zevazet, that he forgot that he's Tamei, and that he forgot, and he didn't realize what he was eating was Kodesh, it says, Va'achalas Kodesh V'liyada, Umisha Achal Yada. And then afterwards, he knew what he had done. We already said that, meaning he already said that the idea was B'tchila, and it was Nelma Mimenu in between. Why does it have to say V'lo Yada, and he didn't know, and then only afterwards he knew? We already know that that's the case of the Mishnah. So the Rashash suggests that the Mishnah is coming to tell us, it's coming to be Mimayit, the following case. Let's say a person Taka forgot. He didn't realize that he was Tamei, or that this was Kodesh, or didn't realize any of those things, and then in middle of eating, he realizes, and he keeps on eating. So does he bring a carbon olive yorid for that which he had eaten before he had realized, even though he kept on eating and did it b'mezid? So no, he does not. And that's what because the halacha is, the Gemara is going to say later on, that shav mi yidiyaso may be carbon al shigaso. Lo shav mi yidiyaso eno may be carbon al shigaso. When do you bring carbon for doing something b'shogeg? That's only if, had you known, you would have stopped immediately. Let's say a guy is not from at all. He's not shomer Torah mitzvah at all. He keeps nothing. So he happened to have not known that he was Tamei as he was eating this Kodesh. He's going to bring an olive yorid for that? No, had he known he was Tamei, he would have eaten it anyway. He has no interest. He doesn't care. Lo shav mi yidiyaso. So you're not going to bring a carbon. So that's what the Mishnah is trying to highlight for us. That even if in the middle of eating it, he realized and he continued to eat, so in that case, you would not be chayiv a carbon olive yorid because it would not be shav mi yidiyaso. Okay, next case. Nitma, guy becomes Tamei, v'yada, he knew that he was Tamei, v'nel mimenu tum, and then he forgot, and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, not that he eats Kodesh, but this time he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, v'zachar HaMikdash, and he knows that this place is the Beis HaMikdash, nel mimenu mikdash, or a case where he didn't realize that this place was the Beis HaMikdash, but v'zachar HaSatumah, he remembered that he was Tamei, he just didn't realize the place he was going into this Beis HaMikdash, or nel mimenu zevezeh, or he didn't realize that he was Tamei, and he didn't realize the place he's is the Beis HaMikdash, v'nichnas HaMikdash v'liyada, u'mishayatza yada, and then after he leaves, he realizes, either he realizes that he was Tamei, or he realizes that the place was the Beis HaMikdash, or he realizes both, if he had forgotten both, ha'rezeb olav yorid. In that case, one is chayiv, an olav yorid. So those are the classic cases of shtayim shein arba, where a person, of yediyah satam, where a person is going to be chayiv an olav yorid. He knew that he was Tamei originally, and when he had forgotten, he either ate Kodesh, or didn't go into the Beis HaMikdash, or went into the Beis HaMikdash, and then he realized afterwards. Or when he, and that could have happened either when he forgot about his Tumah, or if he didn't realize that this was Kodesh, or this was the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so now the Mishnah discusses, what does it mean, can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, chayiv a carbon for going into the Beis HaMikdash? What does the Beis HaMikdash mean? Which part of the Beis HaMikdash complex is he limited from going into? So it's important to realize that there are three machanos that Klal Yisrael had in the Midbar, and there was corresponding, still are, corresponding three machanos by the Beis HaMikdash. There's the Machna Shechina, which is the Mishkan and the Chatzar Mishkan. Corresponding to that in the Beis HaMikdash is the Beis HaMikdash, the Ezras Kohanim, the Ezras Yisrael. Then there's the second machna, which is Machna Leviya, which is where the Leviyim were around the Mishkan. Connected that is the Harabayis. And then the third machna is Machna Yisrael, which is where everybody else was. Corresponding to that is all of you Yerushalayim. So we have different dinim of Tamei people, different levels of Tumah, where you're allowed to go into one and not the other. Someone has Tumas Taras, he's not even allowed in Machne Yisrael. He's sent outside of Yerushalayim. Someone who's Tamei B'Tumas Meis is allowed in Machne Leviya, but not in the Machne Shechina. He's allowed on Har HaBayis, and he's not allowed in the Machne Shechina. Someone who's a Zav, someone who's a Balkari or a Zav, is not allowed even in the Machne, is not allowed in the Machne Leviya, but he's allowed in Yerushalayim. So different dinim of Tumah to right people who go on Har HaBayis nowadays. It's they go to the mikvah. I go to the mikvah is not going to take care of their tumas meis. You need a para aduma to take care of your tumas meis. So what's the havamina? So we don't go anywhere, but there are a lot of people that do go that are very religious people. So what's the havamina that they're allowed to go into the Har HaBayis? So the havamina is that you can go to the mikvah for tumas ziva. You can't go to the mikvah. You don't need to get rid of your tumas meis to go on the Har HaBayis. You only need to get rid of your tumas meis if you can go in the azara. So that's why those who go are try to be very careful not to go on the makom of the azara. Okay, so where are you not allowed to go? So echra nichnas azara, someone who's tamei goes into the azara, echra nichnas tosefes azara, or any additional place that was added on to the azara, he's chayv in olav yorid, because they could expand the kedusha of the azara beyond the original location. Shein mosiv nalir val azaros, they generally would not add to the ear of Yerushalayim, to the borders of the Yerushalayim, nor to the borders of the Azaros of the Beis HaMikdash, Ella, unless they had the following things in place. B'melech, v'navi, v'rum, v'tum, v'sanhedrin, shalshim, v'echad, or b'shtei todos, they would need to take two lachmei todah that they surround the area with in order to be mekadishit, u'b'shir, they have musical instruments that they play at the time, u'bezin, mahalchin, and bezin walks behind them, shtei todos, and the shtei todos go first, achareyan, and then bezin walks behind them, v'kol Yisrael achareyam, and then everybody else walks behind them. Hapnimis ne'echeles, the toda that's further in gets eaten, v'achitzon ne'esrefes, and the toda that's further out gets burnt. V'kol shelo nasas b'kolelu, and if they added to the azara without all these things, ha'nichnas hasham ein chayav n'aleha. If you go there, you're not going to be chayav for, because the kedusha is not really a kedusha gemura. Meaning, if they added to the shetach ha'azara without all this fanfare, without everything we just described, without all the procedures we just described, you're not going to be chayiv a carbon olav yorid for going there. The Chasam Sofer points out, because the Kiddush HaZara that's done without all of these things, it's not going to be chal legabe this din of Knisa Betuma. However, the Chasam Sofer says, the Kiddush is still chal as long as Sanhedrin was involved, even if you don't have all of these other things. In that, you're allowed to be makrav a carbon there, and that kachim that leave from there are going to become pasul. And if similarly, if Yerushalayim is niskadesh, if you expand Yerushalayim without all of these things, the kedusha is not kedusha gemura, but you're allowed to eat kachim kalim and ma'aser sheni there. Meaning, it's not all or nothing. That if you don't have all of these things, and for some halachos the kedusha can expand, for other halachos the kedusha cannot expand. So, what if a person goes into the Beis HaMikdash while he's Tahar, and then while he's in the Beis HaMikdash, he becomes Tamei. Nitma Bazar, if he became Tamei in the Azar, and he realizes that he had become Tamei, v'nelma mimenu Tuma, and then he forgot about his Tuma, v'zachras HaMikdash, but he did know that he was in the Beis HaMikdash, or nelma mimenu Mikdash, or he didn't realize, he forgot that he was in the Beis HaMikdash, v'zachra Tuma, but he did realize that he's Tamei, nelma mimenu zeh, or he forgot both, that he's in the Beis HaMikdash, and that he's Tamei, so he stayed, he lingered because he didn't realize he was doing something wrong. Either he didn't know that he's Tamei, or he didn't know that this place was the Beis HaMikdash, or he knew neither of those things. So v'shtachave, he was mishtachave while he was Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, o shesha b'kdei yishtachave, or he stayed there for long enough to have been mishtachave, o balo ba'aruka, or he took a long route out, so he stayed longer than he needed to, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv, the carbon of Yorid, b'ktzara pater, but if he left b'ktsara. If he left, as soon as he realized, he took a beeline out of there, he just got out of there as quickly as he can, without being mishtachva, without waiting, then he's going to be pater. Now, once we had mentioned this din of tumma b'azara, the Mishnah is going to refer to what happens if you follow a mistaken psak of Beis Din regarding tumma b'azara. And once we mentioned that, we're paraphrasing a Mishnah in Horios, and the Mishnah in Horios talks about a mistaken psak of Beis Din about Nida as well. So even though we're not learning Nida, we're going to mention that too. Zohi mitzvah shab migdash shein chayav nalah. The mitzvah of someone who became tamei in the azara to get out of the azara is an example of mitzvah shab migdash where the Beis Din and the Kohen Mashiach are not going to be chayav a parchatas if they gave a psak by a mistaken psak leheter on these things. I mean, if Sanhedrin make a mistake and they allow someone to violate one of the mitzvahs that you chayv kares for if you do it b'mezin, you chayv chatas if you do it b'shogeg, and the tzibur just innocently follows their psak, when they realize that they made a mistake, they have to bring a par l'chatas. And Kohen Gadol also, if he issues a mistaken psak, he has to bring a special karban for his mistaken psak. So, however, we're saying this is an exception. If they made a mistake about the din of sending a tamei person out of the Beis HaMikdash, which in a chinami you're chayiv kares for, they're going to be potter for the karban, because they're only going to be chayiv this karban, the Sanhedrin is only going to be chayiv this karban if the mistake was about a psak that you're chayiv achatos kavua for, an avera for which you normally be chayiv achatos kavua. Tumas Mikdash Kedash is all of Yared. So since it's all of Yared, they're not going to be chayiv their normal karban for a mistaken psak. What's an example of a mistaken psak in Hilchas Nida that they're going to have to bring a karban for their mistaken psak? It would be about the following: a man is having a tashmish with his wife when she's tahora, nothing wrong. But then in middle she says nitmesi. I just became a nida. How could she know? How could that happen? In the old days they used to have hargasha that women used to have a sensation at the moment that they became a nida. The moment they became a nida means when the blood left the uterus. Not that they just found dam and they realized they got their period. But at the moment the blood left the uterus, there's nizdaza gufor. She felt a psichas hamakar. So that could happen during tashmish as well. So she said, I just got a hargasha. Upirish miyad. So right away the husband is porish from her. So chayiv, he's going to be chayiv because he was porish b'kishoyever. And he got, and mipnei sheyitziyaso hana'a lo kibiyaso. He got hana'a from being with Anita on his way out. What he's supposed to do is somehow wait ad she'ever meis. He's supposed to wait until the erection goes away and only then be porish from her so that he won't have hana'as tashmish from Anita. What does it mean yitziyaso hana'a lo kibiyaso? What's the Mishnah teaching me? So Rav Yosef Engel in Asvan Daraisa says, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin of Samach Beis, that a misasik b'chalavim b'arayos chayiv shekeinene, which means that the ikar iser of isure bia is the hana'as bia, it's not the maisa bia. So even though being poresh is not a maisa bia, but it's a hana'as bia. And that's when it comes to arayos, the ikar iser is on the hana'a. The Stipler disagrees. The Stipler in Kiddushin Sim Mem says, no, it's on the maisa bia. Yitziyaso hana'a lo kibiyaso means that because there's hana'a with yitziyaso, it's mavur that's part of the maisa bia. You see clearly that not only is the kinesa part of the maisa bia, the yitziyah is also part of the maisa bia. Okay, Rabbi Lazar Omer. Rabbi Eliezer points out that the Torah says when it comes to the chi of carbon for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, it says O nefesh hashetiga o benivla sheretz tamei v'nela menavu tamei va'ashem. So from the fact that it says hasheretz v'nela mimenu, that the Torah associates hasheretz with v'nela mimenu, so we see al halim sheretz chayev v'enu chayev al halim mikdash. We had said at the beginning of the Mishnah whether you didn't realize that you were tamei or whether you knew that you were tamei but you didn't realize that this place was the mikdash, you're going to be chayiv a karban al yored. Says Rabbi Lezer, not true. Only if you didn't realize that you were tamei, you're going to be chayiv a karban al yored. If you knew that you were tamei and you just didn't realize this place was the base of Mikdash, you're not going to be chayiv a karban al yored. Rabbi Kiva Omer, v'nela mimenu v'u tamei, al helem tumah chayivenu chayiv al helem Mikdash. Rabbi Kiva likewise says that you're only going to be chayiv if you didn't realize that you were tamei, you're not going to be chayiv this karban al yored if you didn't realize that the place you were in is the base of Mikdash. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, v'nela. It says twice, v'nelam, l'chayiv al-helam tumah, To tell me just that, that you're chayiv, like the Tanakhama said, that you're chayiv regardless of whether it's Helim Tumah or whether it's Helim Mikdash, regardless of which one you forgot about. The Gemara had said back on Dav Dalid that the Tanakhama is Rebbe, and he holds like Shitas Rabbi Yishmael, that you're chayiv both on Helim Tumah and on Helim Mikdash, not like Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Akiva. So then why is he called the Tanakhama at the beginning and he's Rabbi Yishmael now? Meaning if it was Rebbe, so we had said there that Rebbe actually disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel about a different matter, that he holds that you're not chayiv unless there was a yediyah b'tchila, whereas Rabbi Shmuel does not require a yediyah b'tchila. So at the beginning of the Mishnah, where we said you need a yediyah b'tchila, yediyah b'sof, that was Rebbe. Rabbi Shmuel holds that yes, you're chayiv al helim tuma, you're chayiv al helim migdash, but you don't need to have a yediyah b'tchila according to Rabbi Shmuel. So it's not exactly perfectly aligned with the shita of Rebbe. Okay, so we said that there are four cases of yediyos hatuma that you chayiv a carbon olav yarid on tumas mikdash kedashav. So the Gemara originally understands that what we mean by four cases of yediyah satuma, it's when there's a yediyah b'tchila and a yediyah b'sof, and in all the cases that are mentioned in the Mishnah. So how do we do this cheshbon of four? So I'm Rav Papa Abayi. Rav Papa says Abayi, shtayim shein arba, shtayim shein sheish havyan. There really are six if you do the math. Yediyah satuma tchila b'sof. A person was shogeg by forgetting that he was tamei, so he's chayv a karban as long as he knew initially about the tumah, and as long as in the end he knew about the tumah. So that's two yediyos, and yediyos hakodesh tchila v'sof. Or a case where he was shogeg about helim kodesh, and the tonight to be chayiv a karban is that he knew originally that this was basar kodesh, and he knows afterwards that this was basar kodesh. So he has two yediyos, and yediyos mikdash tchila v'sof. Or you can have a case where he didn't realize that he had gone into the base of mikdash betumah because didn't realize this place was the Beis HaMikdash, but he had a yediyah b'tchila about the Beis HaMikdash and a yediyah b'sof about the Beis HaMikdash. So we assume that the number is how many yediyos there are in total. So there are six yediyos in total. So it says Mar L'taymech, according to the way you're doing the cheshbon, Timni Havyan, there are really eight. Ta'ika tuma de kodesh v'tuma de mikdash t'chila v'sof. The first case that Rav Papa mentioned, someone who was forgot about his tuma, so you could divide that into two separate cases, where he ate Kodesh when he's Tameh, and where he went into the Beis HaMikdash when he was Tameh. And each of those have two Yediyos. So really, it could turn out to be eight. So it says, Mara, halo kasha, shem tuma achasi. No, those don't get counted separately, because that's it's all the same idea, whether it's whether he ate Kodesh or he went into the Beis HaMikdash when he was Tameh. The point is, he forgot that he was Tameh. So that's only about the tuma. So he had a Yediyah about the tuma b'tchil, a Yediyah about the tuma b'sof. You don't subdivide that into what he did while he was in the state of Tumah. So Mikol Makom Shishavin, but we're still back to the original Kasha, that there are six Yediyos over here. So Amar Papa Liolim Timni Avyan. Now really there are eight, because we should count the Yediyos of someone who eats Kodesh Be'alim Tumah and the Yediyos of someone who's Nichnas Mikdash Be'alim Tumah. But Arba Kamaisa, the first four Yediyos, meaning, first four Yediyos means the Yediyos prior to the Chet, the Lo Maisen Lei, are not included, the Maisen Lei De Karban, don't bring the chote to having to bring a karban, because as long as he doesn't realize that he did the avera, he doesn't bring a karban. So lo kachashiv, that's not getting counted into the minyan. But arba basraisa, the last four yediyos, meaning the yediyos after the chait, the meisna de karban, those are the yediyos for which he's chayav a karban kachashiv. Those are the ones that we're actually counting. Vigadamri amar papa liolim timni havyan. Another version is that Rav Papa says it's really eight. Varba kamaisa. But the first four, the four yediyos prior to the chait, which you don't have by your kala tarukula, to be chayiv a karban chatas, you don't need any yediyah b'tchila in any other avera. Any other avera for which you chayiv kares, you do it b'shogeg, then you realize you chayiv a chatas. There's no requirement that you have a yediyah b'tchila of anything. So kachashiv. So that's the ones that we're counting. Arba b'sreis disnu b'kala tarukula lo kachashiv. We're not counting the yediyah b'sof because that's not unique to tumas mikdash u'kadash. Every Aveira that you have a Yediyah B'sof, you're Chayiv a Karban Chatas for. What's unique to Tumas Mikdash Kedashav is that you need to have a Yediyah B'tchila. Good, so Bayi Rav Papa, now the Gemara is going to end with two Shailas. Bayi Rav Papa, Nel Mimenu Hilchas Tumah Mahu. What if a person touched the Sheretz, but he forgot the Halachos of Tumah? So he knows he touched Sheretz. What's his din then? Say, Echidami, what do you mean he forgot the Halachos of Tumah? If he doesn't even know what types of animals are Metameh him, Zil Kari Beravu. That's something that everybody knows. So that's considered a yediyah satumah. That's not considered a lack of yediyah. Liolam diyadu b'tumah sharetz. It says, no. He knew about tumah sharetz. Kigon dinaga b'kadasha, but he touched a very, very tiny sharetz. V'loyadu kadashi metami lo metami. He's not sure whether that's a full shear to be metami him or not. So Mike, even diyadu the metami sharetz ba'olam yediyah he, since he knows that there's such a concept of tumah sharetz, that's considered a real yediyah b'tchila, and therefore he's going to be chayav a carbon. Or maybe because he didn't know if Bekadosh is Metame or not, maybe that's called a halama, that it's not considered a yediyah b'tchila. So take what the Gemara says, we don't have an answer to that question. Then there's going to be another question, I guess, which we'll pick up with tomorrow with by Rabbi Yirmiyah. Everyone have a great day.